This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Friday. Made it back to the weekend. Thanks for listening. A lot of stuff to laugh at here. So you know what? Forget all the politics, all the hating and debating. We have enough of all that. Let's jump straight into these fun stories.
My favorite stories of the day.
There are wolves roaming around the western states that apparently behave the same way we do when coming across a couple fighting in public.
Every day I wake up and I hope you're dead.
They're turning and going the other way, which is exactly what the Wall Street Journal is reporting the U.S. Department of Agriculture wants the wolves to do. The USDA put out word that they took clips from the fight scene in Netflix's 2019 movie Marriage Story and blasted them from speakers attached to drones flying above, along with AC/DC's classic song Thunderstruck, gunshots, fireworks, and some other sound clips with high decibel levels, all to scare wolves away from sneaking onto farms and killing and eating cows. Yeah, farm owners and agriculture officials have been complaining more about hungry wolves in recent years, with pack numbers rebounding in recent decades. And USDA officials say this noisy tactic has kind of worked so far.
I can't believe I didn't know you forever!
Yeah, Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson's voices are saving the cows for us to kill and eat. Yeah, USDA officials say there has been a big drop in the number of wolves attacking farm cattle since they started blasting noises from drones. Yeah, they say wolves are extremely sensitive to sound, but you have to think cows have ears too, so curious to know if they're freaked out by the speakers blasting movie scenes, songs, and sound effects. Now, in the country's fourth largest city of Houston, a Harris County sheriff's deputy has possibly single-handedly increased the number of traffic stops this week with a video she posted on TikTok. Now, the video was deleted, but too late. Folks already reposted it with music in the background while she recorded herself in uniform sitting in her police cruiser typing and writing with a caption over the video reading, "Didn't get cracked last night, so everyone is getting a ticket." Now, for those unfamiliar with slang or didn't get the context, "didn't get cracked last night" could also mean she did not have sex last night. Yeah, the Houston Chronicle is reporting the Harris County Constable Precinct, where she works, put out a statement not saying if the deputy was suspended or placed on leave, but did say they started an investigation, which could be what single guys living in Precinct 5's jurisdiction are doing to see if she's out patrolling so they can break a law or two and get things cracking.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again.
KLKN ABC 8 in Lincoln, Nebraska is reporting last Thursday morning, cops called to a local park in Grand Island found a 65-year-old man named Edward Sinner sitting on the floor in a public bathroom there at the park with a bag of meth, his genitals out in the breeze, along with items on the floor next to him that they believed were used for his own personal pleasure. Accused of living up to his name, the Grand Island Independent newspaper, who is reporting Sinner, was arrested, booked on drug possession, indecency, and trespass charges. It is a public park, but the trespass charge, well, that was because Sinner had already been banned from the parks in Grand Island for past sins. And Florida's Orange County Sheriff's Department just came out last Friday and said a woman from London, Kentucky, is facing felony drug possession charges after she was arrested at Disney World in late May when park security decided not to let her into the Magic Kingdom park because they say she had a small tin can with white powder inside. Now, KLKY in Louisville is reporting cops say the 37-year-old woman first told park security it was her Goody's headache powder. But police say the small pipe inside the tin can, along with the white crystal-like powder, clued them off that this was not Goody's headache powder, but Goody's in the form of powder for a meth head ache. Yeah, she was with her family, too, but says someone at their hotel in Orlando gave her the drugs without her husband knowing. Back in a moment. And hey, check out DJ Greg H and his Jams podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can download the Jams podcast mix for free. Just Google search Jams podcast mix.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
time for a peaceful moment.
What happened?
Thank you for joining in this moment.
Your finger is frying with the fish.
Brought to you by the ASMR Network, where every sound is a turn-on.
Oh, who's going to finish cooking?
And now for the world around us.
Now, safe to say, a lot of travelers have thought about this and joked about stuffing a kid or someone small into a suitcase to sneak them on board and skip out on paying for that extra ticket. Well, a 27-year-old woman in New Zealand is accused of actually doing it. This past Sunday, the Associated Press is reporting in the middle of a bus ride, one of the passengers asked to get into the luggage compartment when they got to a planned stop. And the driver obliged. When he stopped, he opened the compartment and said the woman's suitcase was moving. Opened that bag to find a 2-year-old girl. They say she was hot inside that bag, but otherwise okay. The 27-year-old was not okay, though, arrested, charged with neglect, in part because she neglected to read the bus company's policy. But the AP and several New Zealand news outlets did and found kids under 3 can travel for free on an adult's lap. So had that 2-year-old girl sweating in a suitcase under that bus for nothing. Pest control workers in North Yorkshire in England were called to a home the weekend before last and caught a rat so large, they had to pull out a tape measure, put it in a clear white plastic bag, took pictures and grabbed that tape measure over 22 inches long. Two Eston Ward councillors there in North Yorkshire, they posted proof by way of the pictures on their Facebook page, calling for the council administration to do more to stop what they call a growing problem, while others in the comments section crack jokes about Splinter and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It is the lovely thing, the animal instinct. Don't you know? And the Guardian newspaper ran a story Monday on how Aalborg Zoo in Denmark put out a request for pet owners of chickens, rabbits, guinea pigs, even horses to donate their pets to the zoo so they can be eaten by European lynx and other predators like lions. The zoo's administrators say they're not turning them loose to be chased down, but euthanizing the pets and then feeding them to the carnivorous predators they're holding captive. And they say this is for the zoo animals to have a diet like they would in the wild. But in the wild, those pet chickens, rabbits, guinea pigs, and horses would have a chance to run away or at least be chased down and eaten alive. Yeah, zoos might not want visiting kids to see that, though. Time for another break. Back in
Oh my God, baby, thanks.
If you want to tone those muscles up for the beach or poolside, have I got the goods for you.
I was just going to buy a workout kit.
The workout kit. 2 durable, super strong bands guaranteed not to break.
Wait, is this it?
2 bars also guaranteed not to break, which connect to the bars for maximum resistance up to 5 pounds.
I'm being pranked, right?
And 2 all-natural 5-pound stones for upper body workouts. Or slip the compact stones in your pockets for a power walk.
A power walk? Some rocks in my pocket, and 2 rubber bands and 2 sticks.
The workout kit, portable and light. Hundreds of workouts, the possibilities are endless. Only $49.99 if you order today. 212-555-5555.
I know this is really what's nice as kit.
The workout kit, 212-555-5555.
Baby, do you really love me?
Call now. $99 shipping and handling added to cost.
Boy, bye.
What's up with what's going down, though?
Yeah, what's up with all the dildos flying down on a WNBA courts lately? Neon green, too, the first 2 times, which makes it look like some coordinated dildo attack on the W. Yeah, the Golden State Valkyries were playing the first 2 times as well, last Tuesday in Atlanta, where they were playing the Dream, and then last Friday in Chicago, where another wobbly neon green rubber missile came flopping down from the stands. But then we just had a 3rd one fly out this past Tuesday night. Hit an Indiana Fever player's foot after an L.A. Sparks free throw. Couldn't tell if that one was neon green, too, kind of far away. Now, in one hand, this has been juvenile comedy. And a lot of us like juvenile comedy. But in the other hand, it's stopping the game, and these women are trying to win a game. They don't want to see dildos flying, only balls, because it's basketball. Yeah, someone in Atlanta, though, was arrested, charged for the one thrown there last week. But overall, you think about it, to be fair, it's a tough one for arena security to screen for while avoiding privacy issues. I mean, they would have to send everyone through x-rays. Otherwise, there are places people can hide a dildo. So we'll see if they can find some affordable preventative measure or two. Otherwise, we may just have to wait for people to stop thinking throwing sex toys at games is the thing to do.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthday.
Us nature, the way nature wanted us to. And drink milk from cows, not mom. That would be gross. Cow's milk. It still does the body good.
Paid for by a made-up dairy committee.
Oh, slimy, slimy. I want to whammy, whammy.
Come on and sprinkle me, baby. Cause I'm too cool to be embarrassed. I used to be a doggy style man, but now I like the froggy style man.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays starting with Friday the 8th.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
Singer Shawn Mendes is 27. Flocka in Orange is the New Black. Actor Jackie Cruz, 41. Actor Megan Good is good now with Jonathan Majors. She's 44. Actor Countess Vaughn, 47.
All you gotta do is say yes.
Yes. The songstress, floetry singer, Marsha Ambrosius, is 48.
It's the hardest thing I'll ever have to do.
Nick's little brother, 98 Degrees singer, Drew Lachey, also won Dancing with the Stars, second season, he's 49.
I can't lose you,
babe. You know, after this solo jam on the Drumline soundtrack, I thought he was about to blow up, like bandmate JT, NSYNC singer JC, Shazé, also 49. Define emo by naming a group. Creed, singer Scott Stapp, is 52.
How you like me now?
Rapper Kumo D, Mohandas Deweese, Kumo D, 63. Just left Inside Edition, now former CBS News anchor Deborah Norville, 67. Actor Dustin Hoffman's now 88. And Maria Parmanova in Hogan's Heroes, actor Nita Talbot is 92. And on Saturday, actor Anna Kendrick is turning 40. Singer Juanez will be 53.
Mac 10, nutty as they come, leave them face down.
Rapper Mac 10 will be 54. Andrew's little brother Chris Cuomo, News Nation correspondent, will be 55. Actor Eric Benet will be 57. And Scully will also turn 57 Saturday. And Mulder's birthday was just Thursday. Actor Gillian Anderson, Scully, 57. Former Today Show co-host Hoda Kotb, 61.
Well, these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up!
Rapper Curtis Blow will turn 66. Actor Melanie Griffith, 68. Actor Sam Elliott and his voice and that mustache will all turn 81. And comedian David Steinberg will be 83. Then on Sunday, the 10th, the youngest little boy, Joe Pritchett in Modern Family, actor Jeremy Maguire, will be 14 now. Nick Swisher's wife, actor and businesswoman Johanna Garcia Swisher, 46. Actor Angie Harmon will be 53.
Smack it up, flip it, rub it down, oh no!
Old saying now, just a reminder though, that's where it came from. Belle Biv DeVoe and New Edition, singer Michael Bivins, 57. Five stars. Singer Lorraine Pearson will be 58.
Hear me when I say, I miss you. I miss you.
Guy and some solo hits. Singer Aaron Hall, 61. Singer Nina Cherry, always in a buffalo stance, will also turn 61. Actor Antonio Banderas, 65. Actor Rosanna Arquette, 66.
When you find another heart that needs to share.
And singer Patty Austin will be 75. Then on Monday, actor Allison Stoner will be 32. B2K singer Jay Bug will turn 40. Actor Chris Hemsworth, Thor, will be 42. From Kim Hyde to Thor.
To put me back into reality, here's Shaheen.
Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?
Tribe Called Quest and Lucy Pearl, DJ with occasional lines. Ali Shaheed Muhammad will be 55. From comedy to Fear Factor, now the king of podcasting, Joe Rogan, 58. Ah, she knows how to get away with murder. Actor Viola Davis will be 60 Monday. Musician and singer Joe Jackson is 71 and... half of the Gamble and Huff songwriting team behind That Sound of Philadelphia, TSOP, OJ's, Harold Melvin, and the Blue Note songwriting Hall of Famer Kenny Gamble will turn 82. And that's a wrap for another Real Pod newscast. As always, thanks for taking the time to listen. I really appreciate helping folks enjoy the news, too, and get a good laugh out of some of this stuff going on in the world. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back on Tuesday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Suitcase was moving. Open that back. Oh, good Lord. Oh, Jesus. Always something. All right, do it again.
Showed up.